Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Want to make a revision here in the flight plan of the radio show today. I thought I had him on next hour. He's on the next segment. Dr. Joel Wallach is a doctor of naturopathic medicine. He was, in 1991, a Nobel Prize nominee for stunning discoveries in the use of trace minerals to prevent catastrophic diseases in newborns. Dr. Joel Wallach has published numerous books on dietary deficiencies and their resultant effects. Dr. Wallach conducts approximately 300 lectures annually to overflowing and enthusiastic audiences and has sold over 40 million cassettes. WallachOnline.com, and he has the radio show Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He's joining us for about 30, 40 minutes, and then I'm going to take phone calls to the bottom of the next hour and then do the big news blitz, and it is important. We're also going to have the premiere near the end of this hour of the fourth trailer. The fourth trailer for Fall of the Republic when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with the radio show in living color over at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're going to get to everybody's calls as well, take a lot of phone calls today. Let's go ahead and talk to Larry in New York, then Teresa, Phil, Mike, Kyle, and others. Larry, welcome.
Yes, hello.
Welcome, sir.
Oh, how you doing? I'm with We Are Change New York, and I was on the Upper West Side of Manhattan just the other day, and I was reminded of what I was reading about in Hardin, Montana. There's this security company called Epic Security, and their vehicles look just like NYPD vehicles. They have a seal similar to the NYPD. The center of the seal is like a sun cross, like the center of a zodiac. And they have a phone number displayed on the side of their car. I called them up. The guy said he really couldn't answer any questions about whether or not their officers took oaths or anything and under what jurisdiction they're operating. And their website is, it's an under construction page. There's really no information on it.
So start over. Tell people specifically what you saw in New York.
Well, the first thing that clued me into their existence was I was walking on the Upper West Side, and there was an
SUV. Say the name of the group again.
Epic Security.
And yeah, well, what's happening is that they are planning to deploy Blackwater, other private mercenary groups, private security. This is how the private banks that own America make even more money, because they're now going to take over the cities. Kind of like predictive programming with RoboCop 2, where the evil corporation takes over Detroit, but it's set in Dallas is where they shot it, and that's what's happening. So you called them up. What did they say?
Well, the guy, I first asked, under what jurisdiction they were operating and whether or not their officers took any oaths, like to the U.S. Constitution, for example, and, you know, what exactly they were patrolling. He said, you know what, sir, you're going to have to call back tomorrow when the powers that be will be here to answer those questions. And that was last week, and I haven't gotten a chance to call them back yet. And so anyway, I wanted to, they have an 800 number on the side of their truck. So if anyone wants to call, it's a free call.
And their vehicles look like police cars.
Just like NYPD, the same colors, and they have a seal that looks just, I mean, you know, very much like the NYPD seal.
Well, let me just add this. I had said that it looked like pure fraud in Hardin with just a con artist, but now it turns out the Secret Service agent that he selected to be the head of the group is a convicted felon himself, and then it does look like that some big organizations and groups were kind of testing through Hilton whether the locals would accept it, and if they didn't, they could just then have Hilton disappear and discredit it as a con game. That's how a lot of intelligence operations run. But if folks want to find Epic, they can. And, sir, I appreciate your call. We're out of time. We'll be right back after this quick break with Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJSeed.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the next 35 minutes or so, Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest. We're going to go back to your phone calls, Teresa, Phil, Mike, Kyle, and many others. We've got a big news blitz coming up in the next hour. I'm going to go over the latest flu developments, what's happening with the economy, and a lot more. Big stack of important news here. Also, ex-Enron CEO to get hearing before Supreme Court. They're talking about overturning his conviction. They're saying, hey, I'm just doing and did do what all these other big banks and brokerage firms do. Because, of course, they ended up going to prison and getting a lot of trouble for derivatives or just making up fiat assets. So we'll be talking about that today. Also, the critical wounding of this individual who was a high-level IMF executive who was shot at his Bethesda home. More coming out on that now. But we're joined by Dr. Joel Wallach. He's a doctor of naturopathic medicine. He was nominated in 1991 for Nobel Prize for his stunning discoveries in the use of trace minerals to prevent catastrophic diseases in newborns. It's now well known. That's just common knowledge that trace mineral deficiencies can cause all sorts of mental retardation, all sorts of disease. But it's Dr. Wallach who pioneered a lot of that. And, of course, he hosts the nationally syndicated radio program Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You can find out more at nogerms.info. Dr. Wallach, it's great to have you here with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's just a real honor and a privilege, and look forward to the half hour.
You bet. Let's start with basically your philosophy, your discoveries, your worldview, and then put that in context with all the talk of forced inoculations, trying to make medical workers take the shot, and where our whole society is going with this type of medical mafia, this medical tyranny.
Well, the acknowledgement that we have the medical tyranny goes back to June of 1776, when Benjamin Rush, who was the first U.S. Surgeon General, stated to the Continental Congress that he wanted an amendment in the Constitution, the rough of the Constitution, that said that people would have access to whatever health sciences they wanted, equally as they did freedom of speech and freedom of religion, because, and I'm quoting him now, that if that doesn't happen, a single class of men would take over health sciences, and that would constitute the Bastille of health sciences, which is un-American, unquote. That was in June of 1776. And his worst nightmares have come to fruit. And it's a very scary thing because our healthcare system sucks from the top to the bottom, if I can use that term. And there's many, many indicators to this effect. And all the politicians, all they seem to want to do is to raise money to pay for ever-increasing costs without fixing the care that people get. And this is the interface that I like to jump in, where we've, for instance, let's just take diabetes, which makes up 12% of the American population. 30 million Americans have type 2 diabetes. And we learned how to prevent and cure type 2 diabetes in 1957. This was work done at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's very credible. I've been using this system since 1978 and literally have helped tens of thousands of people every year since 1978. Eliminate diabetes. It's very easily eliminated with a little nutritional supplementation program. And this is all determined by the U.S. Department of Agriculture again in 57. I don't know why, but I'm the only guy in the world that uses this. It was originally done in animals. It was shown to be true in human beings in 1977. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And again, nobody uses it. And the reason is a simple diabetic who lives 25 years after diagnosis is worth $750,000 to the primary care physician. He's worth $3 million in total to all the other specialists, the eye specialists, the neurologists, the surgeons, cardiologists, endocrinologists, urologists, all the people involved with treating a diabetic is over $4 million. And they can actually be cured for $3 a day or less. And once the cure takes place, you can drop that down to maybe a buck and a half a day just for maintenance. And this is not used because the medical system is not required by law to cure people when their cure is available. There's no law requiring doctors to cure people. There's no law requiring the pharmaceutical industry to make a percentage of their drugs as cures instead of just micromanaging blood sugar or micromanaging blood pressure. And when you micromanage blood sugar for diabetes, blood sugar is not the disease. And you can have your blood sugar perfect, and you'll still die from diabetes and get your feet cut off and go blind. Each year in America, Alex, and this is according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, according to the Center for Disease Control, which tracks disease and adverse events and misadventures by everybody in the United States out of Atlanta, Georgia, they say that in hospitals alone in America each year, there's 300,000 people who are killed by doctors. And these are people who go in there to get a toe amputated. They're going in there to get an ear operation, deliver a baby, and the doctors kill them.
Now, we all know people, and of course, that's the government's own numbers, is 300,000
yes.
From bad surgeries and dirty hospitals. But it's even more from bad drug interactions, as you know, doctor. And it's just getting worse and worse. I was going to ask you, but go ahead and finish your point. Why is diabetes skyrocketing so fast? But go ahead.
Okay, well, that's, again, because they have a misadventure in trying to figure out what's going on. They believe that diabetes is a genetic disease. It is not. It's a simple mineral deficiency disease. And they keep looking for the gene. They keep looking for some way to genetically engineer something they can inject into people and cure the disease. When we've known for 52 years how to end it, just like if you have iron deficiency anemia, give somebody iron and it goes away. You have somebody with rickets when they're a kid before their legs get misshapen, you give them vitamin D and it goes away. You have somebody with scurvy and you give them vitamin C and it goes away. You have somebody with diabetes and you give them these two trace minerals and it just goes away. This was proven again and published in the New England Journal of Medicine back in 1977 in humans. So this isn't just me, some dumb farm kid out here from Missouri making this up. This is quite scientifically correct. Now, I've only picked out one disease. It's the animal industry, and as pointed out earlier in the program, I'm a veterinarian as well as a physician. And in veterinary medicine, we've eliminated 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals in their alfalfa pellets and their dog food and kibbles and bits. We don't have to use organ transplants or the stem cells or genetically engineered proteins or wonder drugs because through nutrition we have eliminated all birth defects. Now, that's pretty profound, Alex. By using preconception nutrition, supplementing at the highest level in the females before conception, we have eliminated all birth defects in animals. Now, I'm saying Down syndrome, spina bifida, cleft palate, cleft lip, heart defects, autism is related to birth problems. All of those things have been totally eliminated, again, by preconception nutrition. And we allow our women to run around, eat Twinkies and fried foods and drink soft drinks and wonder why the babies are born abnormal. And so we have to put together very simple things that veterinarians have done. There's no healthcare system for animals. Other than the person paying out of their own pocket to take them to a veterinarian.
And let me just add that several summers I worked for a large animal vet, Jess Adkins, in Freestone County. And before that, I worked for Dunn in Dallas for a few months before I went to work there, or I guess about 6 months actually, for a small animal vet. And they were all trained at A&M. Texas A&M, one of the best veterinary schools in the country. Both those doctors were veterinarian doctors, doctors of veterinary medicine to be precise. And they routinely said, you got a mineral deficiency, you got a mineral deficiency, or if cows were losing calves, you got a mineral deficiency. It's 101, but that's not taught anywhere because they want you to be diseased so they can cut, burn, and poison it, so they can sell you the treatment for the disease that was easily treatable with the minerals.
Yes, you're exactly right, Alex. These diseases are easily prevented and cured with nutritional formulas, which primarily two-thirds of which are minerals. And when medical doctors give somebody a treatment, a pharmaceutical, they are not focusing on treating the disease. They're managing the symptoms. They're making the patient comfortable, which is a good thing, but they're not going after the disease itself. And so people feel, hey, man, he got rid of my high blood pressure. My goodness gracious, my blood sugar is under control. And this is a false progress because the disease will continue to move forward until you lose 25 years of your life. The last couple of years will be terribly miserable. And we rank 50th in the world right now, according to every agency in the world, when it comes to longevity. There's 49 other countries whose people live longer than us, yet we're spending three-quarters of the world's annual expenditure for healthcare. We spend more money for healthcare than all the other countries in the world put together, and we rank 50th. And so our healthcare system does not focus on prevention, on wellness, on reversing diseases with nutrition. And this is where your politics and my politics dovetail. We fit exactly because I'm a libertarian. I believe that people should take care of responsibility, educate themselves. Grandparents need to treat their kids and their grandkids and great-grandkids how to take care of themselves. And if we do this and bypass the medical system by taking responsibility, the information's here. And if we take responsibility, do things ourselves, the medical system will dry up from disuse. And the reason why the free market system did not kick in with the healthcare system, there was no competition. When Dr. A uses a particular drug and Dr. B uses the same drug, that's not the free market system. The free market system compares the results from medical doctors, MDs, NDs, naturopathic doctors, DOs, osteopaths, DCs, chiropractors, but that was never done. The government and the military only recognizes MDs.
All right, Dr. Joel Wallach, stay there. We're going to continue to discuss all of this on the other side. The fake MDs also misrepresent.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest, nogerms.info. Okay, Doc, you were getting into just basic stuff like mineral deficiencies and all the horrible processed crud and the MSG and all the petrochemical derivatives they put in our food. You know, my findings are this is a plan. This is run by a eugenicist. My film Endgame covers it all in detail, but now we have all these textbooks written by the White House science czar, and we have the UN saying they want to reduce our numbers. From your research, is this part of a preconceived plan? I mean, obviously the local doctors, they're not aware of this. They're just compartmentalized, and a lot of them are good people, and they're just carrying out, you know, the training they've got. But, I mean, what's the big picture here?
Well, Alex, you're kinder than I. I can't give the local doctor, who may be a nice guy, goes to church, takes his kids to school, is a scoutmaster, is a pleasant part of the community, but he does have responsibilities because he reads the same medical journal as I do. And instead of standing up and saying, oh, wait a minute, look at here, the rate of diabetes is going up, the rate of heart disease is going up, the rate of cancer is going up, the rate of arthritis, osteoporosis is going up, Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease, it's not genetic. It's time to put my foot down and say, okay, I'm going to start employing this stuff that's published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm going to start employing this in my practice. And so other than myself, there's nobody who does this. And it's a pretty profound statement. Other than myself, there's nobody else doing this, Alex. And the reason is they're afraid that they will lose their lifetime membership in the country club. They're afraid that they won't get any referrals, so their trophy wife will run away and they can't afford the private schools for their kids. And so there's an enormous amount of selfishness in this. They're not there in the altruistic manner. In our heart of hearts, we'd like to believe that medical doctors are altruistic, but they're in it to protect their own turf and their own incomes. And we don't see medical doctors stepping up to the plate and taking responsibility and protecting their patients, protecting America. And this is why I give 300 lectures, free lectures, across this land every year to let the public know that there are ways that they can take care of themselves without danger, without risk, without infection, without the possibility of death, very accurately save themselves an enormous amount of money. We actually save factories that were going out of business because of high cost of medical benefits for their employees, and we're able to cut their benefits by two-thirds and three-quarters and keep that 100-year-old factory going. We do this with small communities. We do it with churches. And we know we can do it for America. And I really appreciate the opportunity to share this possibility with everybody else. This is so simple that if a person can read the fifth grade reading level, this is like a Betty Crocker cookbook, Alex. We can eliminate 900 different diseases with nutritional supplementation. It's the same philosophy that you put oil in your car before the engine burns up. You don't put oil in the car after the engine burns up. You have to take these supplements prior to getting sick, then you don't get sick. Now, myself, I'm 70 years old. I haven't been to a doctor in 55 years, but I have all my tests. I do them myself every 3 months. And the average person, I can teach them how to go to a pharmacy for nothing. I'll teach them for nothing, get everything they need to do a complete physical for less than $5. And using those things, and using hostile doctors who did my bone density test and stuff like that, I'm chronologically 70, but I'm biologically 18. And so I can teach everybody else in America to do this. We can all live to be well beyond 100. I don't care if everybody in their family has died at 35. Everybody has the genetic equipment to live to be 100. There's just small things you have to do to get there. It's very
well, go economical. Over a few of those things for us now.
Okay, well, the things that cause cancer, for instance, is how you cook your food and how you eat. When you look at the longest-lived peoples, county by county in the United States, the Midwest and the Upper Plains states live 25 years longer than the peoples in the Indian reservations and the residents of the old 13 Confederate states. Now, that they all have equal access to hospitals and doctors and pharmaceuticals and pharmacists and private insurance and government insurance, but there's a 25-year difference by region. And it's how they cook. The people in the Midwest and the Upper Plains states cook everything by roasting and stewing and baking. And the people in the old Confederate states and the Indian reservations cook everything by frying. And frying creates free radicals, trans fatty acids, heterocyclic amines, acrylamides, all of which increase your risk of cancer by 462%.
Amazing information. And this isn't your opinion. They have county-by-county statistics. This is a fact. So we're eating all this fat, we're eating all these additives, we're not exercising, we don't have the basic minerals, a lot of the areas where farm crops are being grown are depleted. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
We are going to have completely wide open phones in the third and fourth hour today, and a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet on the fate of the dollar, the unfolding police state, and much more. The toll-free number to join us on any subject you wish to discuss is 1-800-259-9231. You know, I, too, have seen country-by-country statistics, even regions of Japan, regions of Italy, where they eat the type of diets you're talking about, where it's routine to live past 100. And you look at the South, where most of the men die at 60 years of age, eating all the fried chicken and the rest of it. And I'm certainly done plenty of that. But I know even though I'm 35, I can reverse a lot of that. I don't eat as much crud as I did in the past. Continue, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Alex, is what we eat, for instance, just giving up fried foods and eating your steak medium rare instead of medium well, you can decrease the risk of prostate cancer, colon cancer, and breast cancer by 462%. It's absolutely insane to kill yourself by eating something well done because a medical doctor says, oh, you have to cook it well done because you got to worry about salmonella. There's more salmonella in peanut butter and spinach than there is in a steak. And so I've been eating raw eggs, for instance, for 69 years, and I have never had salmonella. All you have to do is not lick the shell of the egg. You know,
well, look at how they got rid of the natural milk What's your research on that? Because the research I've seen from medical studies, mainline medical reports, is that the pasteurized milk is deadly compared to regular raw milk, which they never had problems with. But the big dairy industry in the last 60 years went and basically ran the true milk producers out of business.
Yeah, well, the only thing you have to do with raw milk is to test the cows for brucellosis and tuberculosis. And if they're free of tuberculosis, brucellosis, raw milk is one of the safest foods ever devised by the good Lord. It's just a great food, and it's not quite the perfect food. I believe the egg is the perfect food, but raw milk is a good source of protein. It's a good source of actually antibodies. Back before we had antibiotics, raw milk was actually a treatment of choice by old rural doctors, because raw milk actually had live white blood cells in it and live antibodies from the cow that could kill the viruses in the baby who is sick.
Colostrum.
Exactly. You got it. We're on the same wavelength there.
That's the normal vaccine. Mothers are meant to breastfeed mammals. That's why females of our species have breasts. The first milk, and this is an Alex Jones, this is a medical fact, is literally a vaccine with all of the immunity of the mother, and hence her mother and her mother and her mother, right back to the mitochondrial DNA being passed on. But they've killed that chain in the mammal species. And I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but mammals have hair and breastfeed their young. I promise you, they may say it's a conspiracy on the news, but female breasts are for babies.
That is true. You're exactly right. There are so many good things in breast milk regarding antibodies and live white blood cells, which will gobble up fungus and yeast and viruses and bacteria. This is what's called a passive defense for the baby who is sick with bacteria and viruses, and it's the biggest killer. Babies die of diarrhea in the world. This is the biggest killer of babies in the world, regardless of whether you're from an industrialized nation or a third world country. Just simple diarrhea from bacteria where people in the household don't wash the dishes and the bottles for the baby so that there's bugs growing in there and it gets into the baby and causes death. And just the 141 degrees they use to pasteurize milk will kill the white blood cells, kill the antibodies, so that it just becomes a liquid source of some protein and a little bit of vitamins. And so breast milk in a perfect world is the perfect food. And barring having access to perfect breast milk from a woman, milk from a cow or a goat or a mare is a great thing. And again, if they're just tested for tuberculosis or brucellosis, which is an easy, quick blood test, you can eliminate any cows that would transmit those diseases through the milk into the infant.
And what about goat's milk and jackass milk?
Well,
I just read the old-time doctor said that was the best.
Yeah, well, goat's milk is great because it's more concentrated. It's meant to take care of a baby 4 pounds as opposed to cow's milk, which is designed to deal with milk for a 60-pound baby. And so it's a little bit too dilute for a human baby. I like the goat milk. And Jenny milk, which is the female jackass, Jenny milk is just fabulous. Mare's milk from horses, the female horse, the mare, and camel milk, all these milks are just terrific because these animals eat a lot.
So, doctor,
rye.
You're telling me Baby humans are meant to drink raw milk. This is a wild conspiracy theory. Yeah, I mean, I make the joke because I see these ads of grass-fed beef like it's weird. Oh, we feed grass to cows, you know, instead of offal, the ground-up other dead cows.
Yeah, and of course, nobody's ever pasteurized a woman before she gave the milk to the baby, or pasteurized women's breast milk to give to a baby.
Well, that's like half of women now in the country do cesarean. They're taking over all the natural functions, and they've CPS'd women's children, even though they didn't need a cesarean, they still try to force it on them. And pretty soon it'll be the law, you have to have a cesarean, and they'll say it's a conspiracy theory that women ever had babies normally.
Yeah, and of course, the cesarean that the doctor suggests when it's not a medical emergency is for the doctor's convenience, because he has lots of things to do instead of having to hang around for a couple hours during the first and second stages of labor. He wants to get that done in 20 minutes, leave his assistants to sew the lady up, and he's off to the golf course. And so that's, it's again, personal turf, why they do those things. It's not for the patient's convenience. It's not for the patient's benefit. Medical doctors treat the birth process as a disease. In a special area of the hospital, insurance pays for it. It's absolutely insane that this happens. And this cost is one of the reasons why the medical costs are so high. And of course, the medical benefits for all things are what drives the jobs out of the country. If we didn't have these medical benefits, we'd still have jobs here. But the fact that publicly traded companies, corporations can actually hire people outside the United States because they don't have to pay medical benefits, this is what's driven the jobs out of the country. And if the medical benefits are the basic root cause of that, because Clinton signed the NAFTA bill in 1992, and it took 10 years for China and India and Mexico to build the infrastructure so they could manufacture things like Maytag washers and dryers and other appliances and automobiles and airplanes. And what I've learned here, I don't know if you've said this on your show before, Alex, but by 2010, somewhere by the middle of 2010, the entire aircraft industry in Seattle and Tacoma, Boeing and Airbus, are moving to Mexico for manufacturing their aircraft, and Seattle and Tacoma are going to be like Detroit here by 2010.
Yes, I've seen that. I mean, NAFTA and GATT devastated us. It was Al Gore who helped clinch that, the pitch man for that. Now they want to have carbon tax on top of the skeleton that is left of our industry. And the United Nations has stated, Maurice Strong has stated in official UN speeches and policy, that they want to deindustrialize the West, bankrupt us so badly that we can't even afford to have one child, much less two. All of this being done so they completely bankrupt the society, jack up taxes, and then literally institutionalize anyone that can't pay their taxes or jump through all the carbon tax home inspections or all the animal ID, premises ID. They will medicalize all the food and feed us the irradiated toxic gruel, and the eugenics plan is complete. In closing, and I'll have you back up sometime, Doctor, and we appreciate you coming on. In closing, from the eugenics angle, I mean, you were saying, well, I don't want to give local doctors a pass. You're saying out of laziness, selfishness, and wanting to make money. But what about the overall directive that's directing this system? I have found the clear blueprints for this being an orchestrated agenda.
Well, yeah. Eugenics is something I've studied very heavily because started out, really, my interest got in the eugenics process because of the Indiana Jones movies. When you dig back into it, it goes way back into the, beyond the 1700s, the beginning of the slave days, where people were measuring people's heads and, well, this person can't reproduce and that sort of thing. And it's gotten very sophisticated. And so what we have to do is, if you avoid the system, if you don't participate in the system, then they can't get you. If you avoid, for instance, if you avoid the vaccinations, you take personal responsibility, you practice good hygiene, you use something simple like aromatherapy oils and just good soap and water, and you personal hygiene, you don't put your fingers in your nose and your eyes and your mouth, you eat food with a fork instead of your fingers, take your shoes off and your socks off before you go in your house, and don't drag street germs into your rug in the house where your little kid rolls around the floor, you're going to survive and do well. But if you don't pay attention to those details, you will die. We know that the flu vaccine only protects 15 to 30% of the people who get the vaccine, but yet 100% have risk of danger from the vaccine. So, oh gosh, it's one of those things where certainly people we come in contact with are just 78 to 90% are refusing the vaccines.
And that's the good news, is people are waking up to this. But when you read on the vaccine insert where it says this could be associated with infertility, this could be associated with cancer, I mean, that's on the vaccine insert. Meanwhile, the news media is saying there's no adverse reactions, no problems. It's a conspiracy theory. You know, that's why I joke and say soon they'll say it's a conspiracy theory that women are supposed to breastfeed, or that that's what breasts are even for. But the asinine level of lying. Now we have the NHS staff are refusing to take the vaccine. This is out of England. The Department of Health has ordered NHS bosses across England to ensure that frontline staff can immunize against swine flu amid growing signs that many doctors and nurses intend to shun the vaccine. Same thing happening here in the U.S. That's why the smallpox forced inoculation program fell through in 2002-2003 with the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, because the majority, the vast majority of the medical workers and doctors wouldn't take it. Folks, people like Dr. Dean Adel, I listen to him sometimes on Sundays because the local station has me on right after him, and I listen to him, and it's just he misrepresents what alternative MDs, and there are a lot of those folks out there, are saying. He misrepresents what naturopathic doctors are saying. He does straw men. He lies about what you're saying about minerals and vitamin D and plenty of sleep and getting sunlight to not get the flu or die of it. And he says, oh, no, the naturopathic people, they say take a little bit of what makes you sick and put it in a bucket and then divide it out into another bucket and then divide it out into another bucket and then divide it out into another bucket and then that'll make you well, when I've never heard a naturopathic doctor talk like that. It's just all lies. And I don't think it's working anymore.
Well, no, I think because of shows like yours, Alex, I just really applaud your efforts and all the things you do and the DVDs you made, and I had a lot of great fun and camaraderie watching those. You're educating the public, and I just can't applaud you enough for doing that. That's why I give those 300 free lectures a year all across this great land, and city after city after city, and every damn, literally in a different city. And it's kind of like living in the Navy. When I go home, I have a great honeymoon, but my wife knows in 3 days the suitcases are out there by the door with all the clean clothes in. It's time to go out and fight the good fight again, because the only way to save America is to educate the people, because America is the people, not the government.
That's right. NoGerms.info. Dr. Joel Wallach, thank you so much. Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Love you.
Take care. Well, we love what you're doing as well. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you out there serving the New World Order, you're killing yourselves to go along with this system. Just wake up and stop going along with the lies, please. 50% of women, it's now 50%+, shouldn't be having cesareans. They shouldn't ban nationwide raw milk. They shouldn't force vaccines that admit they sterilize you on the public. I mean, it says it on this insert. The doctors won't take the shot. The LA Times reported 99.9%. 14 million first responders were ordered to take the smallpox. 4,000 took it. But they know the dumbed-down public isn't aware of that. It's insane. I mean, Am I sane, or maybe I'm insane? Maybe being sterilized is good. I want to go to Ted Anderson and then to your phone calls and a big news blitz that's coming up. But we're going to be going to your phone calls coming up here in the next segment. Ted Anderson, we're not going to belabor this long today. If people don't listen, they don't listen. But I did want to play your theme song going to you here, because well, this guy's figured it out. Ted Anderson, I want the gold. The listeners want the gold. But we want to get it from a place that delivers it quickly, a place that gives us an incredibly low price. And I'm telling you, folks, Ted Anderson, Midas Resources, with the deals we offer on this show, I certify that from my position, I think that's a great deal. That's what I'm buying it for. And Ted ran out of gold at $920 an ounce, and he ran out of gold at $950-something bucks, and $980, and $990. Now he's gotten to the level of gold he bought when it was around 1,000, and he's running out of that, and then it's going to go up again. Now, we're a week plus into gold being above 150. And it hit an all-time new record today. And so I wanted to bring our little in-house leprechaun, Ted Anderson, on the show with me. And we'll go into the break and come back and give folks the actual offer. But, Ted, I've got Bloomberg reporting that the dollar's sliding again, that the decision has been made to devalue it, AP reporting it. I mean, this is scary, Ted.
Yeah, you're right. The dollar is dropping again today. Not surprising. And gold is up. Gold hit over 1,070 in the Asian markets this morning while we're sleeping, which means that the foreigners are trying to get away from the United States dollar. That's all that that says. Silver, almost $18 an ounce today, $17.98 reported by Kitco at this point in time. So yeah, there's a lot of activity in the gold and silver market, and it's all about the dollar falling. It's economic problems here in the United States. Foreigners want to get away from the dollar. You know, the United States dollar was backed by gold up through 1971. It's no wonder why they want to get away from it now that it's been demonetized, I suppose you could say it that way.
All right, stay there, Ted. We're going to talk about on the other side that huge open phones, news blitz, all mixed together, coming up in the last 2 hours of the show today. I'm Alex Jones.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-3. That number again, 888-51-EAT-3. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We've got new developments with Russia and Israel discussing a strike on Iran. Will Russia go along with it? We're going to be talking about that. And the dollar losing half of its buying value. That's on the table right now. That's more important than Rush Limbaugh trying to buy the Rams. Believe me, if you like being homeless or you like being bankrupt, maybe you should keep focusing on Limbaugh and the Rams and Michael Jackson. But I know listeners tune in here because they're not into all that, and we really appreciate you. It's just very frustrating to see how the establishment distracts everybody. Okay, as I said, wide open phones coming up here in just a few minutes. We're also going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Teresa, Mike, Roy, Earl, Saul, we're going to all of you, so stay with us. Then I'm going to do a big news blitz and premiere the new trailer, the fourth trailer for Fall of the Republic. A sneak peek inside the new film that you can pre-order right now, by the way, at Infowars.com. Pre-order it. It's not even really pre-ordering now. They start shipping out the 20th and 21st. It premieres online at PrisonPlanet.tv on the 21st, next Wednesday. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, here's the headlines that I have in front of me. Dollar reaches breaking point as banks shift reserves. It's now happening. We're also following a story, Ted, where they're confirming that big banks all over the U.S. are saying, oh, in the next few weeks, we're going to have different days where we're closed or part of the day are closed while we put in a new computer system, as if they couldn't do that once the banks closed at night with their banking hours. Central banks flush with record reserves are increasingly snubbing dollars, see, because they're flush with new reserves with our bailout money, for euros and yen, further pressuring greenbacks after its biggest two-quarter rout in almost two decades. I'm going to go over this later next hour. Gold hits record high. This is AP. And closes at 1,064. So it settled at above 1,050 and moving upwards. And this is the end of the line here, folks. Ted has got gold back at the $1,000 level. That's what he priced this in the market for. So you're paying it for gold in the 1,000 level market. This is like being able to say Google stocks at $300 a share. That'd be like being able to go back and buy it when it was $250 a share in a time machine. And the time machine is going to break here in just a few days. You could already get better deals a few days ago and last week. Those deals are dead now. But you can do the Stargate here and go back in time and buy gold when it was in the $1,000 market. Buy silver when it was in the market at $12, now at $18. Ted, is that a good way to break it down?
Well, I guess that's the best way to analyze it, because I still have the walking Liberty halves at 869, and we were talking about those when silver was trading at about $11.50 to $12 an ounce, and that's the price I have them on right now. I mean, that won't last very long. I mean, the price will go up on those too, but and the prices have gone up in the bullion area in the gold too, and you know right now. I have Frank sitting at 238, same price I offered for yesterday. I have British Sovereigns sitting at 293, again, the same price I was offering them for yesterday, yet gold took a $10 increase today. So you can just do the math. I mean, honestly, Alex, I know that it's important to buy and get the best price possible, but look what's going on fundamentally to the United States of America.
Yeah, the dollar is on the rocks. They may pump it up again, but they have now said the turn has been made. They're not discussing should they kill it. They're now discussing how they're going to kill it, and they're now dragging the hog up by its hind legs, about to slit its throat. Folks, give Ted Anderson a call. His brokers are there. Tell him it's the Alex Jones special, or you'll be paying the 1,050-plus market price, which is still a great deal, 800-686-2237. They've got Franks and Sovereigns at the lower price and the silver half dollars at the insanely low price. That's still the deal from a few weeks ago. The gold's gone up. 800-686-2237. All of you that have acted in the last few months, don't you feel good buying it back when it was $870 an ounce? 800-686-2237. Call them today. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Don't say you weren't warned.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.